prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have an exciting show today. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for this episode of Science for Humans, because Gatorade is up to it again, sneaky little devils. And we're going to talk about the new Gatorade Zero in just a moment. Also, later in the show, Zad Chow is going to join me so we can pay homage to two guys who started everything that we are involved in diet today, whether you're a keto, whether you're a vegan, whether you're a carnivore, there are two guys that started the whole a calorie is not a calorie discussion back in the early 50s, Dr. Keckwick and Dr. Pawan. We're going to talk about their contribution. We're going to talk about why you should know about them, because we didn't start this fire. It started a long time before us, and actually, even Dr. Atkins modeled what he did from what he learned from Dr. Keckwick and Pawan. And there was a lot more that they talked about than just the fat and carbohydrate and protein differences in diet's effect. Of course, we have to pay homage to our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals and EFX Sports. Get six of their top-selling products absolutely free by simply going to superhumanradio.net, clicking the EFX, one of the many EFX sports banner ads, enter your address, pay $5 and change for shipping, and get these products and try them before you buy them, because Dr. Jeff believes no one should buy anything until they've tried it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. And without further delay, let's bring Dr.
This
Jeff
is Science
on.
For Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
My favorite human being, Dr. Jeff Galini.
Ah, you're so kind.
But did you hear me and Wade on Old Man Strong last week, like, just burst into a Dr. Jeff love fest?
I actually did, man. Thank you. You're so kind, man.
No, you deserve it. I was talking to Ron Penna last week, the CEO and one of the chief founders of Quest Nutrition. And I was talking to him about the new brand that we're launching. It's still a secret for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, all I've ever heard about that guy is really good things. And think about that. All you in our industry, who can say that? All I've ever heard about that guy is really good things.
Well, that's nice to hear, man.
Yeah. It's working. Anyway, so Gatorade, who positions themselves as the sports drink for serious athletes, has come out with a new product called Gatorade Zero, because they're trying to pander to the low-carb crowd. They're saying, oh, if you're not going to exercise, you can still drink Gatorade. We'll just take the carbs out of it. And you evaluated the product, and you told me unequivocally that you drink sugar water before you drank that.
You know, when you sent me over this topic, you know how this is a sore thumb sometimes for me. But, yeah, it's appalling. I mean, Gatorade, you know, has positioned themselves as this is what the pros drink, where, in fact, we know they don't drink that garbage. I've had college coaches tell me, I've had professional coaches tell me, we have to have the coolers on the sideline because that's all money at the upper level. We have no control over that. Right. We control the locker room. We don't have that stuff in there. Athletes don't need sugar and salt. So as I was just looking at this new formula, something popped up, and this was actually from 2013. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a 15-year-old volleyball player who went out and got 200,000 signatures because she had bought a Gatorade orange flavor, and she happened to look at the label and found something called brominated vegetable oil in it.
Yep.
And they were putting this in all their citrus. As she went on and did research, found out that Europe, Germany, you know, everybody's over there has banned it. And that when you drink this, it causes skin lesions, memory losses, tremors, fatigue, loss of muscle coordination, headaches. So make a long story short, you know, Gatorade said, oh, yeah, you know, well, we're going to probably change it out. And here comes, you know, Gatorade Zero with sucrose acetate, isobutyrate, and glycerol ester of rosin.
Now, rosin is chalk, right?
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, and this sucrose stuff is, these again are all food tricks. I call them Frankenfoods because, you know, are these really things athletes need? But I read a study here that they did with dogs, and after a short amount of time on this sucrose stuff, their livers became inflamed and enlarged.
Wow.
I mean, and Europe won't recognize it. You know, they're saying that there's no toxicology studies done on it. There's not enough data to even approve it as being safe, so they can't ship this garbage outside the country.
Isn't it amazing what these companies feed Americans, but they can't feed the rest of the world?
You know, and I mean, you know, Gatorade, go back 53 years ago. I mean, I remember, and I tell people this all the time, when we were in high school, during summertime, two-a-day practices, they gave us salt tabs. Because at that time, you know, we thought in order to keep from cramping, you needed to take in more salt. And what happened? We all got headaches, we got dehydrated, we got cramping. We took more salt. I mean, 10, 15, 20 of these things. Well, that's what Gatorade based their original formula on, was adding salt. And, of course, why not sugar? What a better way to replace glucose levels. And here we are, you know, 53 years later, and they're still selling the same formula.
You know, when Gatorade first started their research in Florida, I think it was at the University of Miami, there's a doctor who lives here in Kentucky who's a former cardiologist, and he was on the research team. And originally, and his name is Dr. Heiser. I can't think of his first name. Well, he told me the story that the original blend had niacin in it because niacin raised growth hormone levels when you took it intra-workout at fairly high doses, like 50 to 100 milligrams at a time. It also caused flushing, and no one liked the flushing, so they took it out. But when they first designed the product, there was some science behind it. And he said, but then what happened was this group got involved. That group of marketers got involved. This group got involved, and all the science left, and what was left behind is just something that would be appealing and taste good but sound scientific. He told me the story. He told me the story.
And, you know, when I first even heard about it, and this was back when I was a kid, you know, I could never drink it, man. It always upset my stomach, and I don't care how many times I tried it. It would just, man, I couldn't drink it, and I never have, you know.
You know what's really funny about this whole discussion? I think I shared with you that when I came home from Ireland, when I was in Ireland, okay, first of all, in Ireland, as in other parts of Europe, almost all bottled water is spring water. Almost all bottled water is called mineral water, and there's bubbly mineral water or bubbly spring water. They call it still spring water or bubbles. And but all of it comes from springs, sourced at springs in countries that they are sold in. And every one of them has the mineral content printed on the label. Now, when I looked at this, the first thing I thought was, when I buy spring water at home, it doesn't have any mineral content printed, but there's got to be minerals in it. It's spring water, number one. Number two, all the research that's coming out now about bicarbonates and how they can reverse autoimmune disorders, how they can solve gut problems. We're doing a show next week about metabolic acidosis. If people are taking probiotics, you may want to rethink probiotics because there's an actual linkage to probiotics and the development of SIBO. And when probiotics became popular, we saw SIBO go through the roof. So sit tight for that show next week. But I asked myself, Dr. Jeff, I wonder how much minerals there are in Deer Park water, because I drink Deer Park spring water. So when I came home, I called the Deer Park Company, and they sent me an email with the breakout of minerals. Dr. Jeff, there are virtually no minerals in spring water in the United States. So either it's being filtered out by way of osmosis.
It is.
I don't get it. And,
here's the thing about the scam of water. Where do you think all the water comes from out of the tap? They come from springs.
Right. Aquifers under the ground. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. So you can take tap water, filter it, which you have to, most people do, because it tastes a little bit better, and you call it spring water. There's no regulations on that. So that's why, I mean, they're filtering out all those things. If you use RO, reverse osmosis, it's going to take out most of the stuff. At my house, I have a well, and I would drink the well water because it's high in minerals, but because of the farming, it's a little too high in nitrates for me, you know. So we have an RO system, and of course, you know, being me, I test everything, and there's virtually nothing left in there. There's some traces of minerals, but you take all the good stuff out along with all the bad stuff that you didn't want in there too. So again, you taste water in Europe or the UK. I remember getting a brand over there that I got hooked on. I came back home, bought the same brand. It was supposed to be imported, didn't taste anything like what I had drank.
They filter the minerals out. And you know what's interesting about that? I drank a lot of mineral water when I was in Ireland. I did not urinate nearly as much as I urinate when I drink water here. And I thought about it for a second. From an evolutionary perspective, for millions of years, we have consumed water that had minerals in it already. And because they're saturated with those minerals already, they probably are more effective in things like the sodium pump and the calcium pump in going from cell to cell and actually getting into the cells and hydrating the cells instead of just passing through your gut out into your urine. On top of that, when they don't, because of osmosis, when they don't have minerals in them, they leach minerals from your gut. They take the minerals and they take what they can and they take it out. So you're actually reducing mineral content, leading to possible dehydration because the inclusion of minerals protects you against dehydration. Europe gets it. The United States doesn't.
No, and well, because it's too big of a business. You know, back when this this young kid started this this thing, it was a $3.9 billion industry, sports drinks, back in 2013. What is it now? I mean, it's big business. It's like big pharma. I mean, you know, they don't care. It's all about the sales. You know, Americans, we have a certain taste. They know how to manipulate that taste. Now, also, you know, again, I'm not a fan of sugar, but as I said to you prior, look at this label. I'd rather drink sugar water. Acetaminophen potassium.
They're using for sweeteners. ACE-K has been shown to be probably one of the less desirable forms of non-nutritive sweeteners. I think everybody agrees on that.
And then gum arabic. So here comes our gum.
Why is there gum in it, something that's supposed to be like water? Gum has been shown to clog up the pumps, the hydrochloric acid pumps, the proton pumps in the gut.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, again, if this is a hydration drink, you need all four electrolytes, not salt. And they literally have salt in here. And then they have sodium citrate. Okay, I'm cool with sodium citrate, you know, as one of the electrolytes. I'm good with potassium phosphate, not monopotassium phosphate. I like dipotassium phosphate. But okay, I'm all right with that. But then why throw salt in there?
Yeah.
And where is the magnesium and the calcium? So
well, where's the bicarbonate? Apparently, naturally occurring spring water is high in bicarbonate. We're learning more and more that we are desperately low in bicarbonate. There's a lot of diseases. I mean, we just did a show a couple, 3 weeks ago that shows that taking sodium bicarbonate before a meal actually eliminates the symptoms of many autoimmune disorders. I mean, and then we just did a show the other day where sodium bicarbonate came back into the subject about actually helping to heal the stomach when you have SIBO. And the average bottle of spring water in Europe has 200 to 400 milligrams of bicarbonate per liter. And think about that. So if you drink a gallon of water a day, you're getting almost a gram of bicarbonate a day in water that was evolutionarily designed for us. But no, here in the United States, they pull it out.
I would rather drink a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Coke than drink this stuff from an athletic standpoint, because both of them do virtually nothing. They're going to dehydrate you. They are not going to hydrate you. Does it taste good? Probably, you know.
I've never liked any of the Gatorade flavors. I haven't.
This is the you know, synthetic version. So again, it probably who knows? But the AK Pepsi screwed up their whole diet a couple years ago when they took aspartame out and they tried to go with a sulfonamide potassium. It's terrible. That stuff has such a bad aftertaste, and Pepsi does not know how to work with it. So I can guarantee this tastes just like their Diet Pepsi. It's going to be nasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's sugar-free.
Hey, Dr. J, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to just talk about Carbolin for a second, because you have several varieties of Carbolin, and Carbolin mm-hmm. could easily and economically replace any Gatorade product. And if you don't want a lot of carbs, you don't have to use a full scoop. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans. We will return in just a moment.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. We were talking about Gatorade's new Gatorade Zero and why you should probably stay away from it, because it's crap. Let's be honest. More artificial crap. And the reality is that Carbolin can be used in smaller doses. You don't have to use the whole 50-gram wallop if you're not going into the gym and just going to do a high-intensity training session for an hour and a half. You could use a lot less and have your own version of Gatorade, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things sometimes people forget is that everything that I have developed are things that I have developed for myself. You know, I've been an athlete almost my whole life, and even though I'm not in competition anymore, I still consider myself to be an athlete. So I'm constantly looking for better ways to enhance, you know, my performance, although it's not on the field anymore. It's in the lab or, you know, at home or, you know, doing what we're doing. I want to have more energy. I want to be leaner. I want to have more muscle. And one of the big gaps was, how do I fuel myself before a workout? Because I don't eat before a workout. So basically, you know, I would go into the gym with not much in my stomach, and I'd run out of gas. So that's why I developed Carbolin. So it was a little selfish, you know, but it was so great, I decided to share it. But you're absolutely right. Even 50 grams is burn up in 60 minutes of just walking on the treadmill. So going into the gym, beating it up, you know, if you take 25 grams, it might last 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but it kicks your metabolism up. So, yeah, you can take a smaller amount to fuel yourself for cardio, your afternoon, before a big meeting, and it's relatively low calorie. You still get the water for the hydration, but you get the important glucose in your system. And then if you want to really balance electrolytes, you use the hydrate form, which contains the four electrolytes. And again, that's the one, as a sideline drink.
And that's the one I wanted you to talk about. Because if you're a Gatorade, if you're a Gatorade person, if you like, look, I like Gatorade. It kind of tastes good. It gives me my electrolytes. Then just get the Carbolin. What is it called?
Hydrate. Carbolin Hydrate. It's 25 grams of Carbolin, so it's only 100 calories. But, you know, you mix it with 16 ounces of water. So, you know, again, you get the hydration. It tastes good. It's very light and refreshing. That one has no artificial colors in it. And you've got all four electrolytes in the right ratios to replenish. So we have this. This is what all of our schools are using on the sidelines at halftime.
They're probably putting it in the Gatorade jug.
To be honest with you, they are. I mean, I can't mention the school's name, but these are Division I's, and quote unquote, the coach says, I have no jurisdiction on the field over the crap that we have to put out there. But I control the locker room and I control what goes into the coolers. And they are literally using Carbolin Hydrate in the coolers and Carbolin in the locker room. Now they can use our coolers in the locker room, but it's all promotions. You know, these schools get paid money from Gatorade. It's not for Gatorade. It's because Pepsi and Coke are buying the college campuses because they want them people to drink their soda pops to get hooked. So Pepsi will give your school X amount of dollars to be the exclusive soda or pop on campus. And then you have to have Gatorade on the field. You have to have the jugs, the towels. But they don't give Gatorade. If you want Gatorade, you got to go buy it from your local store. There's no wholesale from Gatorade, nothing. They don't even want to sell the product.
That's something. And, you know, I got to be honest. I understand the complexity of raising money in a school environment.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like the schools are kind of like, remember the doctors who used to say, you know, 9 out of 10 doctors choose Camel cigarettes? You know, to pander and to sell their endorsements. I think these schools are selling the endorsements inappropriately, quite frankly.
They are. I had one school here. This is a college. this was a couple years ago. They approached me, and they had heard about Carbolin. The guys were already buying it, and they wanted to do a deal. So, you know, we sponsored them, gave them coolers, product. I came up and I spoke to their teams, not only the football teams, but, you know, basketball. They're digging it. I mean, first game was hot. None of their athletes cramped. The other team had four or five people. Well, about mid-season, they give me a call and say, you can come pick up your coolers. Went in, talked to the athletic director, and Pepsi threw a fit because next to their three Gatorade coolers was a Carbolin cooler on the field. Like, you know, we're taking away Gatorade business. They weren't drinking Gatorade anyhow.
It's really sad.
So I just said, fine, then you know what? I'm not going to do anything for you guys. I mean, you know, if you want to buy it, you can buy it. And guess what? They're buying it now. They had it for free. Now they got to buy it.
Right, right. That's something. But that's just crazy. Hey, before we pull the plug on this interview, I want to tell people, first of all, that if you've never tried Carbolin Hydrate or Carbolin in general, take advantage of the six free products right now at SuperHumanRadio.net. Click the EFX banner ad. Sign up. Those are two of the products that you'll get to try and find out for yourself. And obviously, you have protein powder in there. You've got a lot of great things in there that they get for free to try.
Yep.
And they just pay $5 and change for shipping and not even handling. It's just shipping. It's really true USPS cost, and that's it. So check it out. And you know, I don't use the whole scoop of Carbolin Hydrate. I use less because I just don't want as much sugar for me personally. And it actually tastes like watered down, kind of like Gatorade does. Gatorade tastes like watered down to me. You know what I mean?
Gatorade tastes like how we used to make Tang when we were kids.
Yes, and exactly.
You had to cut it because, you know, we thought orange juice tastes that way. But no, I guarantee anyone who is active, or even in the afternoon, you know, I mean, you get tired. Instead of going and drinking a soda pop or grabbing, you know, an energy drink with caffeine, try fueling yourself naturally. I'm telling you, you will have more energy throughout the day without all these ups and downs. And like you said, you don't need a whole lot. Gosh, you can take a tablespoon of it. You know, get 5 grams. Watch when it fuels your brain, your heart, your organs, just how much more
energy.
How much more energy you got.
Yeah, you have a lot more energy. And if you're somebody who likes to go low carb, that lower dose gets burned up in your workout. So you don't have a lot of blood sugar after your workout.
No, it's completely back.
So there you go.
It actually normalizes in all of our studies, people with high sugar, Carbolin actually normalized all of the pre-diabetic and the type 2 diabetic groups. It's amazing. You know, we're going to be doing more diabetic research with Carbolin to see if diabetics can't use it to lower their sugar levels.
How cool is that? So, that's amazing.
It is really cool.
All right, listen, there you go. Of course, show Dr. J some love. Try the six free products. Go to SuperHumanRadio.net and get your six free products and try Carbolin Hydrate and regular Carbolin for yourself. We'll see you next week, brother.
All right, take care.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Zad Chow of Examine.com to pay homage to two guys who get completely ignored. But if it wasn't for the heavy lifting they did, we wouldn't have a keto diet. We wouldn't have a carnivore diet. We wouldn't understand that not all calories are the same. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific
branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. My guest this half hour is Zod Chow. I mispronounced his name last time. I apologize for that, Zod. And Zod writes for Examine.com and several other websites. He's brilliant at doing research and interpreting it. And we're not really going to talk about research per se today, but I want to acknowledge two guys, because if it wasn't for these two guys, there wouldn't have been an Atkins diet. There wouldn't have been a anabolic diet by Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. There would be no Jimmy Moore or Keto Dude or Keto Daddy. There would be no carnivore dieters or high protein dieters, because these are the two guys that actually discovered that when you eat 80% of your diet from one specific macronutrient, things happen. Zod, talk about Kekwick and Pawan and their contribution to the fact that they really are the guys who started everything we're doing today.
Sure. So Kekwick and Pawan are a bunch of scientists from the 1950s and 1960s. What they essentially wanted to argue for was that a calorie wasn't exactly a calorie, that with the manipulation of certain macronutrients, you could essentially get different effects on weight loss. So what they had found was that admitting certain obese patients to a hospital and doing like a metabolic ward study, an inpatient feeding study, and actually changing the macronutrients of the diet could have profound effects different effects on weight loss, even if calories were matched. So what they had found was that putting obese patients on a high fat or high protein diet resulted in more weight loss than putting them on a high carbohydrate diet. And what they had argued at the time was that this was definitely weight loss that could not be attributed to glycogen loss. Because as we all know, when you go on a low carbohydrate diet, a lot of the weight that you do lose is water weight, because glycogen is 3 parts glucose and 1 part water. So a lot of it is part, water and part fat. And when most low carb advocates see the weight loss, they don't realize that a lot of it is lost weight. So they're thinking that, oh my God, I'm losing so much weight on this diet, but part of it is because of the water weight. But Keklik and Pawan in the 1950s and 60s, they basically argued that from their study that water loss was proportionate to the weight loss. So really, they were arguing that a calorie isn't a calorie, and that this diet at this, when you eat a high fat diet and a high protein diet, essentially you're losing more weight. Now, there are a couple of problems with this study, mainly that, first of all, it's a small study. Second, they didn't actually measure fat loss. They did look at body composition. They did look at like just weight loss and water weight, but they didn't really measure fat loss. Some of the best methods we actually have for measuring fat loss include the DEXA, doing DEXA scans, and also basically calculating daily fat balance and then, you know, subtracting that from fat oxidation. So they didn't really do any of these things back in the day. And because of their research around the 1950s and 60s, essentially arguing that a calorie isn't a calorie, a lot of these newer, very high fat diets, very low carb diets, use their research and essentially push this idea that a calorie is not a calorie, that low carb diets have this special metabolic property that could make you lose more weight. But the problem is, and a lot of research nowadays has pointed this out, most of the research shows that a lot of this weight loss could be attributed to imbalances in sodium and water. And some of it could simply be a loss of lean tissue. And this has been documented that people who go on low carbohydrate diets tend to lose more lean tissue than people who are on high carbohydrate diets for weight loss.
But didn't their flagship study, which was actually done on women, show?
Yeah, it was obese women.
Right. Didn't it actually show that the women on the high protein diet did not lose as much quote unquote weight as the women on the high fat diet, but that was attributed to an increase or preservation of lean body mass?
Yeah. So it is interesting. One of the things they actually argued, it's weird because they actually argued in the paper that, the participants were not absorbing protein and fat that well. So this was also one of their arguments, that the reason why they lost more weight is because they weren't absorbing these macronutrients. So it's a bit unusual to me to have that argument.
See, I personally think the pearl of wisdom in their research wasn't what led to the keto diet, because the high fat. Well, first of all, the high 80% fat group had the most people fall out. They just couldn't stay eating 80% fat for the length of time, and they just quit the study. But they had enough people finish it to say the greatest overall weight loss was experienced in the high fat diet, which led to this notion that eating fat will make you lose body fat. But the reality is that they estimated back then without DEXA and stuff like that, they estimated that the women who were on the high protein diet actually lost a similar amount of body fat. But because they preserved or gained muscle, they had a lower net loss of weight on the scale. To me, in today's sarcopenic world, I feel like the real value in their research was showing that phenomenon and not that if you eat a lot of fat, you lose more weight.
Yeah, I do agree. I think there was a lot of value in their research, but I think they definitely headed in the wrong direction with it. Because while they did, they wanted to show that a calorie isn't a calorie, And for me, this is just a ridiculous discussion because a calorie is just a unit of measure.
A metric,
really,
right.
It's just it's a metric to measure energy. You don't see other people debating, like my friend once pointed out, you don't see people debating whether a light year is a light year or whether a mile is actually a mile.
Right.
So I don't understand this. Sure, different foods can have different effects on the body, but to argue that, you know, whether or not a calorie is a calorie, which is what they were trying to argue, is a ridiculous.
Yeah, like a dollar isn't a dollar because at different periods of time, its buying power changes. Well, it's still a dollar. So really what we need to focus on is not the calorie isn't a calorie, but the metabolic effects of certain foods.
Yeah. And I think it's a bit ridiculous to suggest that foods don't have metabolic effects. Like, we know that taking certain supplements, drinking certain things can have different effects on the body. So it is a bit of a moot.
Yeah.
Like, but
really what they were trying to do is something that's done commonly in science today. And that's to take a long standing rule and say it's no longer true, because then what that does is it sensationalizes your work and it gets you a lot of attention. To say a calorie isn't a calorie, probably, you know, made it through the annals of medicine go, oh, wait a minute, what is this all about? If they would have just said, hey, you know, different foods have a different metabolic effect, people would have went, oh, yeah, I think we know that by now. You know?
Yeah. And it's interesting to me because it was a bit of a contrarian point of view. It's like, oh, low carbohydrate, high fat diets are the best for weight loss, when it really wasn't, you know, most people associated fat and fat loss back then. So it's like, oh, this, what's this? Oh, low carbohydrate diets actually make you lose weight. Oh, let's take a better look at this.
Right.
So in that aspect, I think it certainly did attract a lot of attention. And this isn't to bash on low carbohydrate diets. I think they're very, very effective tools for weight loss. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We have research showing both that high protein diets suppress hunger, but we also have research showing that high fat diets suppress hunger when they end up producing more ketones in the blood. The circulating ketones actually do suppress hunger. So that is a useful tool. You know, for some people who have problems with hunger and appetites, it will suppress their hunger.
The problem I have with the whole high fat movement today is that it ignores the evolutionary edicts that ketosis occurs in, and that is famine. You know, having a half a millimole of ketones in your bloodstream probably happens to most people in the morning if they eat early and sleep, you know, 8 to 10 hours and get up in the morning. But these ridiculous amounts of, you know, people rushing to try to drive their ketone levels to 3 and 4 millimoles, what they don't realize is that they are imprinting their body. The body doesn't know that you want to do this. The body just knows it's starving, and it's producing ketones to both be used as a fuel source and also to stave off hunger, so you don't feel like you're starving while you're really starving. But it also, we just talked about this last week, it creates epigenetic transgenerational imprints that can be passed on to your children. Like people, like a husband and wife that are into the whole keto movement today, they're like, oh, we love keto, you know, we eat once a day and our ketone levels are 4.5, and she gets pregnant. That baby will be born mismatched for its environment. If that baby doesn't eat keto, it's going to get fat. We just talked about this with Joel Green a week or so ago. So I much prefer the high protein diet because it means that you're successful at finding food, not successful at starving.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, I don't think it's very wise, if you're pregnant to be on a keto, high fat keto diet. It just doesn't seem like a very good idea to me. With that being said, I do think there's a very unusual movement occurring where people are like, let me try to get my blood ketone levels or, urine ketone levels to this amount. And that means I'm in a good state. It's a very unusual thing to me. I don't see why this would be necessary. I know that the ketogenic diet and the low carbohydrate diet have uses for managing diabetes or for inducing weight loss. And we know that inducing weight loss will increase insulin sensitivity. This isn't unique to low carbohydrate diets. It's with any diet that will cause weight. If you lose weight, you're reducing energy excess within your cells,
right?
And you'll be more insulin sensitive. Right. So low carbohydrate diets are not the only tool. You can do this with high carbohydrate diets too.
Right.
And we have good research on this, where rapid weight loss with any sort of diet will induce insulin sensitivity and reverse type 2 diabetes. So this isn't the only tool, but for a lot of people, low carbohydrate diets simply work because maybe they can adhere to it more. Maybe the community makes them participate more in it. They get more encouragement. Maybe it suppresses their hunger. So there's a lot of use to it, but I think it's taken to some extremes, and that's really, you know, it's a bit off-putting.
I completely agree with you. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something else I discovered about Dr. Pawan. He was deeply involved in finding metabolic ways to mobilize fat, and he experimented with human urine, and we now see this. There are some people that are discussing this on their podcast now about using your own urine to mobilize fat. Once again, one of these guys contributed to this, what is now becoming possibly a new movement within the diet community. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Okay, so we're talking with Zod Chow. We were talking about early research that led us to this whole calorie is not a calorie discussion. But Dr. Pawan had a great interest in fat mobilization in general, and he discovered that there are some things in human urine, when they're concentrated and extracted, they actually help mobilize fat. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think Dr. Pawan was actually a biochemist, and he found that there was a substance called fat mobilizing substance in urine, and he would essentially administer that to several of his obese patients. And what he found was that I think their ketone levels actually increased, and their fat, they were burning, they were losing more weight.
Yes.
So they were losing more weight, and he essentially concluded that this was a substance that would need to be investigated more by institutions. To me, it's a bit of an unusual thing to focus on because,
there's a lot less gross ways to lose body fat.
There are obviously dietary interventions that are fairly effective at helping people lose weight, and rather than, you know, taking these extracts that could help raise ketone levels and potentially help you lose body fat, you could just, you know, adhere to a effective weight loss intervention that has actual clinical evidence behind it, rather than something that a biochemist was searching for in human urine.
So I want to talk about this because right now there is a current surge of a few quote unquote health, diet, fitness, whatever you want to call them, gurus. These are people that have really promoted the keto diet as the best way to lose weight, which I don't think it is personally. We're going to do a show next week that shows that probiotics actually may be fueling SIBO, go figure. But in fact, if you're on the keto diet and you have high levels of ketones with this SIBO, you actually could be undergoing something called metabolic acidosis that could be really hurting you. We'll talk about that next week. But the other thing that these gurus are doing right now is they're talking about drinking your own urine, rubbing your urine on your skin. Again, we go all the way back to Dr. Pawan to say this is the first guy that talked about it. So once again, this early research from one of these two brilliant men who were just trying to create thought-provoking discussions about diet and calories is going to be hijacked, because in today's world, the more absurd, the more ridiculous, the more followers you get. That's why I don't have as many followers as some of these other guys, because I'm not going to pander to people's ignorance and say, oh, yeah, drink your urine, you're going to lose weight. You may do other things really harmful to yourself. You know, I've said this on the show for years. I know a lot of cancer patients that undergo cachexia. They lose a couple pounds a day. Wow, cancer causes weight loss. Should we start promoting that as a weight loss approach? I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, I totally agree.
I mean, isn't it? I mean, you write for Examine. Examine is probably one of the most unbiased, most scientifically based websites out there that plays fair and talks about things as they're supposed to be. I don't ever think we're going to see an article on Examine about the benefits of drinking your own urine. Am I right or wrong?
I'm pretty sure you're right. I guess you're right.
Yeah, so there you go. And speaking
it's definitely interesting because if you go into the scientific literature, if you go on PubMed, whether it be PubMed, Web of Science, or Scopus, you can find any study to support anything. You can probably find studies saying that drinking urine is great for your health, but they're probably not great studies. They're probably single isolated studies, and they're practically irrelevant. If you want to make health decisions, you want to be basing those health decisions off of numerous studies that have been validated by several labs, several researchers, several institutions, rather than, you know, biochemists working in a lab and then picking out a couple of unknown substances, whether they be from urine or from feces, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's start. Now we're going to start eating our own poop pretty soon. That's going to be the next crazy thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane that there are a lot of things you can find in the scientific literature, and there's no reason to be. It's easy. Science can really be hijacked, as you said. People can go and find and create their own narratives, finding whatever research will support their argument. And I think a lot of people have done that with Keklik and Pawan. And that may be fueling some of the things that we see today. So I totally agree. It's really ridiculous.
Real quick, before we leave this discussion, there's been a lot of things going on at examine.com. I believe the website is being revamped. You are one of the authors of many articles there. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so we're currently undergoing some site design changes, so it'll be much easier to obviously navigate the site on mobile. But apart from that, we've reclassified a lot of the supplements, and we're changing the structure of the scientific research articles. So now it's going to be standardized across all the supplement pages. So you can go on each supplement page, and you can find that like specific sections standardized across all the sections. So a section for cardiovascular health benefits on every section, whether there are any, whether there are benefits for brain, for neurological health, stuff like that. So look out for that. It's definitely going to be good.
And I want to thank you for coming on today, because I know you're on a deadline with research. You were kind enough to make time to come on the show, because I really feel like we need to pay homage to these two guys, because they get lost and covered up by Atkins and everybody else, when if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't have been an Atkins, there wouldn't be low carbers, there wouldn't be keto dieters, there wouldn't be any of those people, because their original research, regardless of how flawed it was, gave us an opportunity to look at diets from a predominant macronutrient approach and ask more questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to come on.
Thanks for being here, Zod.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to address the fact that if your diet that you choose to eat by is part of you belonging to a club, you may want to rethink your diet. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So I was just texting with Tim Bruce. He thought the drinking your own urine to lose weight was a yucky idea. I agree. I said to him, I'm going to write a book called Drink, Piss, Lose Weight. I'll sell a million copies, but I'll lose all respect for myself. Which brings me to the topic I want to talk about. I've been talking about diet for 13 years on this show, and I have had the opportunity to talk with some really brilliant people. And what I've learned is, I think I can say this with real confidence, that if your approach to eating, and we're going to call it your diet, includes things like festivals where all of you get to sit and talk with like-minded people, cruises where all of you get to cruise and eat like slovenly pigs with people who are just like you, if your dietary approach makes you fight with other people who don't believe in your dietary approach or don't choose your dietary approach. If you find that you are part of a clique or a club because of the foods you eat. If you find that you can only be friends with people who eat the same foods as you. If you find that every time you go out with a non-member of your club, you feel the need to try to convert them and explain to them why the way you eat is the right way. If you have any of those, and probably a bunch I've missed that some of you are thinking of right now, feel free to email them to me at onair@superhumanradio.net. I'll try to check it while I'm talking here. If you find yourself answering yes to even a couple of those questions, then I'm going to tell you right now that you are on a really, really bad path. Your diet should be unique. Maybe there's other people who eat like you, but it should be chosen not so that you can belong to a clique, be part of the crowd, go to vacations with people who eat like you, go to symposiums with, unless it's therapeutic and it's medical based, like you've got seizures and cancer and stuff, but you just eat this way because, yeah, you know, keto is the right way, or carnivore is the only way, or vegan is the only way, and I'm only going to be with my people. You're making a huge mistake, because you're actually spitting in the face of the fact that food is medicine, and you're ignoring the fact that food is medicine, and you're abusing the fact that food is medicine, because you are choosing a diet based on your ability to fraternize with other people, that if it really is appropriate, and then is it appropriate for you? And I'm going to predict that years from now, we're going to find out that all of these keto people will have jumped to something else, right? They started out as low carbers, then they became keto, and then there's going to be some other, and just like people who jump from one MLM to another, or one thing to another, they're making their choices for the wrong reasons. Do I believe keto has a value? Yes. I think it has a great value if you do it for short periods of time. Do I think intermittent fasting has a value? Absolutely. If you do it for short periods of time, right? These guys and gals out there now, they're, you know, 9 days fasted, 10 days fasted, 20 days fasted. You know, it's like a one-upmanship. Fasting is a very powerful metabolic effector. Okay? It's like somebody saying, oh, I'm going to shoot 2 IUs of insulin. Well, I'm going to shoot 5, and I'm going to shoot enough to put me into a diabetic coma. Why are people having a pissing contest about who can get deeper into ketosis? Why are we ignoring the fact, and it's a fact, that from an evolutionary perspective, being deep into ketosis means really horrid things for your body. It means you're starving. It means you're really bad at finding food. It means you're really good at starving. And there are so many people out there today. I look at these keto gatherings, and I see people who are very, very, very overweight, and some of them obese, standing up and talking to crowds of people about the benefits of keto. And then they go, but I'm really healthy. I may be 150, 200 pounds or 50 pounds overweight, but my blood work looks great. If you pull a trailer with a small hybrid car, like a Prius, sure, you can do it for a while, but then it's going to break down. There's a period of time where you can get away with it, and then there's a period of time where your body goes, oh, F this, you're an idiot for doing this, and we're just going to let you die now. So I guarantee you, we're going to see in a decade the fallout of the idiocy approach to selecting a diet so you can be part of a group, be part of a, it's silly. We wouldn't feed animals that way, right? We you're supposed to eat diets that are appropriate for the species. And eating a high fat diet ad infinitum, fasting for 7, 8, 9 days at a time once a month, These are not good things for your body. I don't care if you're getting a lot of followers. There's a lot of stupid people out there. There's people out there that'll follow anything. I mean, for crying out loud, you know that the majority of the population is dumb. And if look at the piss diet. I mean, I joke about that, but there are actually people who are promoting consuming your own urine to mobilize fat, and I guarantee you that there are people quietly doing it, don't want to admit it, but they're trying it. They're drinking their own urine and going, oh, I'll give it a try. If your diet requires that you belong to a club or fight with other people who don't believe that eating the way you do is appropriate, you need to stop right away, because your diet should not be entry to a unique group of people. In fact, you shouldn't even talk about your diet in 99% of the cases. You just eat it. And if it works for you, be happy. If you find what works for you, do it. And be brave enough to keep it to yourself. And if somebody asks you, what are you doing? You share it with them. But then always say at the end of what you share, but it may not be right for you. You'll have to figure that out yourself. That's the problem. Nobody wants to learn their body. Nobody wants to figure out anything for themselves. Everybody wants some guru to tell them exactly what to do. So again, if you're in that club, you may want to leave because it's not a good club. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We got a great show for you tomorrow. Hope you can listen then. I think that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.